T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, we keep hearing more and more about these mysterious cases of hepatitis in kids. The World Health Organization investigating hundreds of cases that have been happening, not just here in the U.S., just all over the world. So what exactly is going on? On today's Ask the Expert, we are joined by Dr. Amal Akul with Children's Health. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Actually, thank you so much for allowing me to talk about this problem, because I know there is a lot of fear and lots of patients have been asking me about it. So thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, where did this start, or when did we start to notice that this was becoming an issue?
Actually, it seems like it all started maybe with 3 cases in Alabama, but also there are several cases have been discovered in Europe, in different areas in Europe. And together, the cases in Europe, as well as the 3 cases in Alabama, have brought the attention at the CDC for possible adenovirus-related liver infection or hepatitis. Some of the cases in Europe actually required liver transplant, and I think there were some patients who kind of passed away.
Is this a case of hepatitis A, B, or C, or is this a new strain?
Actually, I'm so glad that you're asking this question, because it's a lot of confusion. People, when they hear hepatitis, the first impression, it's like the viral hepatitis caused by the virus hepatitis B, A, B, or C. But hepatitis is a terminology to describe inflammation in the liver. So anything that causes inflammation in the liver will be called hepatitis. It can be caused by virus, it can be caused by autoimmune, and it can be caused by infection, bacteria, it can be caused by multiple things. So this is just a descriptive terminology. And in this case that the CDC has been reporting about, it's caused by adenovirus.
Yeah, let's talk about it. So what do parents need to know to make sure that they're looking out for any symptoms in their kids, or how can we prevent this from what we know so far?
Adenovirus is typically a respiratory virus, but sometimes can be associated with GI symptoms like diarrhea or nausea or vomiting. But the new thing about it, that some strains of this adenovirus can be associated with this liver inflammation. So I would say if the patient is feeling tired more than usual, if they started noticing yellowish discoloration of the eyes or the skin, if the stools are pale in color, I think all of these should prompt the family to seek medical attention, either with the PCP, the ER, whatever they have access to.
Now, this whole thing has been highlighted by the fact that it's happening in children at this time. Is this also a risk factor in adults as well?
Not that it has been reported. And actually, the reported cases have been in children less than 10 years of age. So we're talking about mostly young children.
And have we seen any cases specifically here in North Texas?
So historically, adenovirus is what we call a hepatotrophic virus, meaning that it can cause inflammation in the liver. So it's not a new thing. Like, we have seen cases always where there's adenovirus and elevated liver enzymes. I think, and we have been periodically seeing that. I think the new thing is this adenovirus causing significant hepatitis, progressing into liver failure, requiring liver transplant. And I want to say we have not been seeing more than the usual. We are seeing the same cases as usual, but this will require us to do a close kind of going back to all the cases and have a closer look. And this is what the CDC is actually asking from all of us. They are asking to report any cases that we had so they can have this close look, close-up look to kind of decide if this is an issue or it's not.
In the last 15 seconds that we have, from initial diagnosis to the possibility of a liver transplant, how quickly can this happen?
This can happen fairly quickly. So acute liver failure can happen within very few days. And this is where the scare is from. And these patients are usually listed for transplant as a status 1A, which is usually the highest, implying or it's basically reflective of how sick these patients are.
Wow. Well, Dr. Amal Akul, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. She's with Children's Health. And Ask the Expert is a podcast now. You can download it on the Odyssey app. It's AUDACY or wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.